As the voice of Chicago innovation, each week we look for innovators that have set out to reshape entire industries. Joining us to discuss the next generation of food networking is Brian Garish, president of Weber Grills Restaurant. I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Nice to be here.
So I live in Glen Ellen. So in Oak Brook, there is a Weber Grill, or it's not quite Oak Brook. Is that Downers Grove?
It's part of Lombard, but they all come together. They're across the street's Oak Brook, and the other street is Oak Brook Terrace.
So
at the corner of Myers and Butterfield Road.
One of my favorite places, I don't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday, it was in 2015, they had the $5 bar hamburger.
Right.
And that was my go-to. Every meeting I took place, it was in the suburbs, it was at Weber Grill.
You know, we also see a lot of new people there when that comes around. So
I bet. I didn't disappear. I bought other stuff there. I actually bought a bunch of my grilling supplies and things there. So
great.
I'm a huge fan of Weber Grill. So when I found out the opportunity to have you on the show, I was like, this is going to work. We talk about food, grilling.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great industry to be in. It's got to be one of the more fun jobs to have that are out there. So
obviously, as president, you've had it's a pretty high-powered job, and it's a big company. What does your sort of career path look like?
I've always been in the restaurants. I actually was in the hotel part of doing restaurants, and what brought me to Chicago was I was with Hyatt Hotels and ended up here in their corporate offices, but then really wanted to get more in the restaurant side of it, and was lucky enough to meet one of my neighbors whose father invented the Weber Grill. And that's the Jim Stephen, but the inventor of the Weber Grill is George Stephen, who invented that right here in Chicago in 1952.
So it's just a normal connection. Just meet the son of the inventor of the Weber Grill, and then next thing you know, you're good to go.
Yeah, it kind of surprised me when I found out what he was doing, but very nice guy. So we got along well, and being in the restaurant business, it's such a great synergy with. Being with a company that makes such a great
it's an
grill.
Iconic product.
Oh, it's iconic, yeah, for sure. It's worldwide. A lot of people don't realize that we're selling them virtually in every continent in the world right now.
That's incredible. So maybe you can help me out here because I've met once before and I've been trying to get him on the show for probably I want to say 5 months now. Mark Koppelmazian, trying to get him on from Hyatt, and it's just not. And any success.
I can't help you there. I'll get the Weber guys on there.
Yeah,
for you,
I was gonna say, I don't know if you're working at Hyatt, if you still have any connections.
That was a long time
ago. You can give me a little bit of a hookup. That'd be fantastic. So there, one of the things I think is particularly interesting about Weber, there are many, many brands, many different products that have come out in I guess any industry. Very few of them have successfully translated that into an actual business that's sort of subsidiary. You've got a restaurant as well as the Weber Grills. This is our product industry and arm, and this is a restaurant arm, which is sort of ultimately you buy a grill and you make food, right?
Right.
We want to give you the food and the grill. Most companies, I think, focus on one thing, they do it really well, if they're successful at all. And when they try to spin off things, it doesn't work so well. Weber has had great success in both. Why do you think that is the case?
Well, I've been involved in a long time ago in a lot of different types of restaurants, whether it was a themed restaurant or a restaurant around a famous sports figure or whatever. And I think what Weber represents more than anything to people, it's a lifestyle.
Yep.
So who doesn't understand backyard grilling parties or tailgating or things like that that are always very synonymous with kind of hospitality, good times, entertaining, kind of warm and fuzzy type, things where – so – and if you really think about it, Weber really is a product that's pretty much distributed through, large retailers and things like that. So – but in the very early days, the inventor of the Weber Grill, he was out there showing his product by getting out into different parks and things like that in the suburbs of Chicago. And that's how he sold it in the early days. Is he went out and went face-to-face with potential customers, showed them why the product was a little bit different and unique. Yeah. And, that's part of our great tradition and history is it grew right out of Chicago, where he just got out there, was showing people how to use the grill, the great food you could cook on it. And if you kind of evolve that fast forward, not only is it a wonderful grill that's number one around the world, but the hospitality part of it and cooking the food on the grill, it just was natural for the restaurant business. They have been making cookbooks way back to the Sunset cookbook series, which goes back into the 1950s. And about every year or so, Weber comes out with a brand new cookbook. The food has evolved. Popularity of all the food networks now and people learning how to cook and things like that. It was a natural from the very get-go.
Yeah, so I mean, I just want to make sure that I'm out there in front of this. I believe I'm one of the best tailgate grillers of all time.
Okay.
As I have more beverages, it gets better and better and better.
Exactly. At least you think it is.
Well, I can't taste it, so it's the best I've ever had. It's fantastic. No, people actually say that I'm really good at it. I'm very good at grilling in outdoor, non-optimal conditions. I have a little skill set there. But more importantly, as it pertains to Weber, I bought a Weber grill when I was at Marquette University in undergrad. We used to tailgate outside of the Brewers, Miller Park.
Yeah.
And I still carry around that same mini Weber grill today, which is now, 10 years later.
That's a Smoky Joe, probably.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, in fact. Yeah. And, I mean, some of the things that thing has seen some days, man.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about the product. It really lasts a very, very long time. A lot of times you'll see kind of spin-offs and they're sitting right next to something that looks the same thing. Yeah, it looks very similar.
A burnt hole in the bottom.
And it's a little bit more expensive or whatever. But, people who really have used the product throughout the years understand the durability and
the
quality of it.
When you're talking about, there's a million grill makers out there and different kinds of things that are very high quality and not disparaging on them. But when it comes to particularly the transportation of a smaller grill.
Right.
Nothing. I mean, you look around, like now I go to Northwestern for grad school, so that's where we go to tailgate now, so that's where my grill has gone with me.
Yeah.
It has been everywhere throughout my life where we go for tailgating and things, and I mean, it's the best. Literally just cook it up, dump it out. It's great.
Yeah, well, it's great. Well, you get your next degree, then you're going to upgrade a little bit, right?
Oh, man, I got to pay off the previous degrees. I got to tell you. I know Weber grills are known for not having to be super expensive, but I think with the tab that they're sending me from Northwestern, it's going to be a little
while.
But, obviously the food network thing and everything is really it's hot. I mean, even Bank of America's got an ad where they've got a guy on TV now, and he cooks a different thing for you. How is Weber Grill, particularly Weber Grill restaurants, been able to parlay that? Because, as you mentioned, the original founder of Weber Grill sort of did that, he was walking around the suburbs of Chicago, essentially putting on a Food Network show.
Right.
And now you guys have kind of the new evolution of it. What does it look like?
Well, we've been around, the restaurants have actually been around for 25 years now. First one was built way back in Wheeling and Palatine. They had some even earlier versions and things like that. So that part of it's not new or innovative. It's always been popular. And we've always felt that our food is pretty much what you'd expect to see in any outdoor party. So we do have steaks and chops and seafood and Great American Barbecue, hamburgers, salads, and things like that. So, that part's always been very popular. But one of the things that now is really becoming very apparent is what we have is over 60 years of grilling experience. So when we talk to people like yourself that are really enthusiastic and love to be doing it, you're constantly looking for new ideas, new things, new tips, new insight. And so the restaurant has evolved to become a lot of the face of that because we've got all the great cookbooks. We've got great recipes. We've got history. So we've been doing cooking classes and, we've been asked quite a bit to come on TV at Memorial Day or, holidays to show this or that. And we realized that people really look to us as the industry leader in this particular niche to teach and to share our knowledge with the public. And that's evolved into cooking classes that we do out on a regular basis that we do out in our Schaumburg restaurant here in Chicago. And we're building a new restaurant in St. Louis where we're adding our first full-blown cooking school that we call a Grill Academy.
Yeah. Well, I think what's interesting there, and we talk about the segment of the show is industry innovators, and what I try to find is something that you're doing differently or better maybe than other companies. It doesn't have to be in the grilling sphere. It can be from anywhere. And what I really like about what you guys are doing is you've kind of brought an experiential marketing wing to this. It doesn't feel like marketing, but yet you're getting a touch point with the community all over the place.
Absolutely.
You get educational touch point if you want to just read about it and do it on your own. Like, I'm kind of that guy. I learned how to cook, which people don't understand. Cooking fish outdoors, like in a windy environment that's not behind your house,
right.
It's actually quite a challenge.
Yeah, it sure is.
And you guys, I can't remember what book it was. This is probably 2 years ago. So, but I learned the ability to wrap it in tin foil, and there's a certain way that you can do it in order to actually cook flanks of fish in a windy condition, and it still comes out great, and it's not, you know, weird and tear apart. So that's an awesome touch point. Now to take it to another further step to actually have a grill academy for those of us who aren't as good as me at grilling.
It's just been phenomenal how well it's received. Typically, our classes are – we have a class on Saturday morning that the subject for the class is gas grilling because, you know, we make gas grills, we make charcoal grills. And we cook predominantly on charcoal in the restaurants, but we also do cook on gas. And so there are slight different nuances on how you approach, but you want to end up with the same product at the end of it. So, you know, through customer feedback, we're really realizing they're kind of driving what classes that we offer. And the entry level, which is our next class, I think is like March 19th or something like that, where it's really just kind of a basics grilling 101, where we go through everything, how to, you know, we start off. I love this time of year because I read in the paper that the catchers and the pitchers are reporting to spring training. I'm like, okay, let's get out and get our grill brushes going, do a few push-ups on the back patio and get.
Kyle Schwarber broke a window with a home run yesterday.
That's right. That's a grand slam, they called it, right?
Yeah, it's perfect.
So, so I you know, it's really been a lot of fun because customers come and they're another interesting thing about our grilling classes is if you go to a typical grilling class, I'd say it's probably about 60% female to male. And you go to our cooking class, depending on the class, of course, it tends to be a little bit more like about 75% male to female. And it's been so popular. We've even said, okay, let's start to create some cooking classes that are only for women, and we even have some cooking classes for kids now that were very popular and things like that. So it's been a great evolution for us.
And you said that's in Schaumburg that you guys do that?
That's in our Schaumburg restaurant. Yeah, we do. We also do grilling classes in our Lombard restaurant during the summer because we don't really have a facility for indoors. Yep. So as soon as the weather starts to get nice, we go back out in the patios there and we do the same thing.
I'm going to have to check that out because, you know, like I said, I live in Glen Ellen.
Yeah, come on out.
Absolutely love it.
For sure.
I have to go there for more reasons than just eating $5 hamburgers.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, what are some things that people should know or look forward to from the Weber Grill restaurant? Like what's upcoming? Are there any
promotions? Well, we've got, you know, we always do. We're a huge success with especially family-driven holidays. So Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day is almost our busiest day of the year. And so we you know, we always do those days that are big, huge days for us. We try to do things that are very driven towards that time of the year of what you could do on your grill. We have, you know, we have also what we call a grill club, which, you know, a lot of people look at it and they say, well, that's just a frequency club, isn't it, where you get points? Well, yes, we do give points because we have to compete with the other
loyalty rewards.
Loyalty and reward programs that are out there. But I think we're more excited about our program. Number one, we have a great retail line. So what we're giving away is our product with those points.
I was going to say that that's a big like differentiator right off the bat. Is the, again, like I talked about in the beginning of this episode, very few have been able to actually healthfully have a product as well as a restaurant or service or some other thing, and you guys have it tied together. So anyone who has loyalty rewards points on either end is going to win twice.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And some of those can be even redeemed for some of these cooking classes and things like that. Those are very popular. But our loyalty program, we really try to focus with our grill club members again on the whole kind of knowledge thing. So it's very driven towards sharing recipes. It's driven towards in the restaurant experience. So we really try very hard to, you know, the typical program that you go to at the very end, you throw out your card and they, you know, rack up your points and throw your card back at you. We really want people to let us know when they're coming in. And we do lots of different things for them while they're in the restaurant because we like to think the most important thing is that we enhance the dining experience. If they want to talk to one of the chefs, we take them up to show them how we're doing things in the restaurant and things like that. So, again, I think where this involvement has been with us that's really been driving our business as of late is the knowledge sharing and just getting out there and saying, you know, we've got 60 years of doing this and what can we teach you, a little tip here or there that you take home with you.
Well, thought leadership never hurt anybody in a good marketing campaign, right?
Right, right.
So thank you so much for joining us today, Brian. It's been awesome learning a lot about it, and now I'll have a new perspective when I go to Weber Grill. Things will feel better. So again, thank you.
Great.
You can watch this episode and more at advisor.tv, stream us on the WGN Plus or Rivet Radio app, download each episode on iTunes, and remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap.